This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, October 14th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. China and U.S. battle over port fees. Rifts hit agencies, but not USDA. Ethanol backers see promise in ocean shipping and E15. China and the U.S. spar over port fees in the latest trade flashpoint. New U.S. fees kick in today on Chinese-made or operated vessels, just days after Beijing imposed fees on U.S. vessels. But as a new front opens in the China-U.S. trade war, the potential impacts on global shipping remain difficult to decipher, an analyst says. Chinese vessels are a sizable portion of carrier fleets, and ag exporters have been raising the alarm that the U.S. fees could trigger cost and efficiency losses. U.S. ships are a much smaller share of the global commercial ship market, but Beijing says it will apply fees to any ship owned or operated by companies in which U.S. entities directly or indirectly hold more than 25% equity. Yesterday, it exempted Chinese-made ships and U.S.-owned fleet from the rules, however, and offered rebates to carriers placing new ship orders at Chinese shipyards. This approach could give Beijing a very wide net, Jayendu Krishna, head of maritime advisors at Drury Shipping Consultants, tells AgriPulse. The rule, Krishna said, could cover ships at companies with debts to U.S. financial institutions or with company listings in the U.S. In the dry bulk sector alone, some major carriers are listed in the U.S. or have ties to U.S. financial institutions. It is not clear how the new Chinese fees will affect their vessels. You can't pinpoint the ownership that easily, Krishna said. No rifts at USDA, but other agencies are considering them. Other federal agencies besides the ones that made reductions in force on Friday may actively be considering whether to conduct additional rifts, including rifts related to the ongoing lapse in appropriations, a top official at the Office of Management and Budget told a federal court on Friday. The Trump administration targeted at least 4,000 employees for rifts, that according to filings in a case in California. Federal employee unions sued to stop the rifts. The department's losing personnel include Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, Treasury, Education, Energy, and Commerce, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency. The Agriculture Department was not among them, and OMB Senior Advisor Stephen Billy did not say in his declaration which other agencies are considering rifts. Also on Friday, U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston moved up a hearing to Wednesday on the union's motion for a temporary restraining order to halt the rifts. RFA's Cooper boosts UN plan to cut greenhouse gases from ships. A UN plan to slash greenhouse gas emissions from ocean vessels could be a boon for U.S. biofuels made from corn and other key crops, that according to an ethanol trade group, but the Trump administration is not on board. The rule set for a vote this week in London would apply to ships that generally consume about 70 to 80 billion gallons of fuel annually. If the U.S. ethanol industry captured 5% of that market, it could see a game-changing demand boost of as many as 5 billion gallons, while corn demand would rise by at least 1.5 billion bushels, Renewable Fuel Association CEO Jeff Cooper said yesterday. Trump administration opposition appears tied to the idea it would preclude use of biofuels. "We don't see it that way," Cooper said. You can read more on the story at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Corn use in ethanol would balloon with year-round E15, according to the National Corn Growers. Using corn in E15 all year long would boost corn prices and help shore up U.S. energy supplies, according to the National Corn Growers Association and their analysis. USDA forecasts stable corn use in ethanol, which corn growers analysis says is concerning given the coinciding forecast for rising productivity. Even more concerning is the Energy Information Administration forecast for declining motor gasoline use that indicates a decline in domestic ethanol use. Raising the national blend rate to 15% equates to 6.81 billion gallons of additional domestic ethanol use, or 2.43 billion bushels more corn used in ethanol. That, according to the corn growers yesterday, nearly a 50% increase. DIMS to highlight administration China tariffs and Argentine aid. Democrats are pointing out the Trump administration's escalating trade dispute with China, holding a press call today featuring Illinois soybean grower John Bartman, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and Kansas Representatives Sherritte Davids. A Democratic National Committee representative will also be on the call. The announcement noted that President Trump is supposed to meet with the Argentine president today. The administration announced financial assistance for Argentina last month through a $20 billion currency swap. The move angered U.S. soybean farmers when Argentina dropped its soybean export taxes and sold 20 shiploads of soybeans to China. Bartman has frequently addressed the impact of tariffs on farmers who are dependent upon exports. New World screwworm detected again in Mexico, but farther south. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins confirmed a new case of New World screwworm in Mexico, but this one's about 170 miles south of the previous case. Rollins said active cases in Mexico had dropped 28% compared to the peak on September 11th, and that more checkpoints had been authorized south of the border. While the results are encouraging, the recent positive NWS cases near our southern border confirm that there is significant work left to do, she said. Here's today's final word. Some agencies have offered preliminary estimates of how many employees might receive RIF notices, but those estimates are subject to change as agencies that are considering potential RIFs actively consider the scope of such potential RIFs. That's Stephen Billy, senior advisor in the Office of Management and Budget, in a declaration in the federal court for the Northern District of California. Now, here's a correction. In an item in the October 10th Daybreak, we incorrectly cited the source of a briefing on funding conditions for the Farm Credit System. It was conducted by the Farm Credit Administration. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, October 14th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dallas.